Did you know that increasing internal links strategically can often increase your rankings? Hello, thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So I was reminded of this when watching Mike King's presentation at MozCon yesterday, when he mentioned that large e-commerce retailers often have a system set up to programmatically increase internal links to URLs when they rank on Google's page 2 of search to boost them to the first page. I've also seen this with some of my clients. I had one client that had an incomplete XML sitemap, a slow homepage, and an internal link structure that could be improved. And we were able to tackle all three of those in 1 month, increasing the homepage page load speed, creating and submitting a full XML sitemap, and setting up strategic HTML sitemap on their site, linking to those pages that needed a boost. And you can see the traffic chart on my site, but the traffic doubled over 3 months. So here are a few tips to keep in mind when building internal links. One, you should optimize your anchor text. You can strategically optimize your anchor text internally, and Google actually recommends that you're really clear about where you're sending the user by clearly labeling the internal anchor text. Two, you should only build links to indexable and canonical URLs. So make sure you're sending Google to the indexable, canonical version of the URL you want to rank. And don't build links to URLs that are not viewable by Google, like URLs with a hash in them generated by JavaScript, as that link equity is not going to get passed to those URLs. And here's how you get started finding the pages that need more links. If you have Ahrefs, it has a great report that shows you the URLs in your site by the amount of internal links they have. I've provided a screenshot on my site. And then once you have the data in front of you, I would start building with links to your orphan pages first, as Google likes to see the URL linked to internally as well as in your XML sitemap file. And in Google's guidance, it actually says, quote, ensure that all pages on your site can be reached by a link from another findable page, end quote. Then I would move on to pages that are high value to you and don't have many internal links. Or you can run a report of pages ranking on page 2 as the next set you're going to build internal links to. And by the way, you could also use this report to remove internal links to pages that might be fighting out another URL that you'd rather have ranking. And then what you do is you create links to those pages that need a boost from your high authority pages. And your high authority pages are the ones that have the most inbound or external links. And you can find that using Ahrefs, looking at their best by links report. So you take the best pages with the most inbound links and you link to the pages that don't have as many. So a few additional tips about building internal links at scale. So there's a couple of ways you can build internal links strategically and quickly. And the first is by deploying breadcrumbs across your site if you don't already have it, though this tactic only works if the information of architecture of your site actually makes sense. The other is to create or improve your HTML sitemap page. And if your site is on a site like or platform like WordPress, you can install plugins to surface related content dynamically. So that's your tip for today. If you have pages that need a boost in rankings, try building strategic internal links to them. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.